This is the Sakar Merli of the 4th of December 2024. Essence, sweet children, everything depends on remembrance. It is only by having remembrance that you become sweet. It is only in this remembrance that you battle with Maya. Question. Which secret of this drama do only you children think about and is worth churning deeply? Answer. You know that no one's part in this drama can be performed twice in a cycle. All the parts that are performed by everyone in the whole world are completely new. You think about how the days have been changing from the Golden Age until now, how the entire activity changes. The part of the daily activities that is recorded in each soul for 5,000 years can never change. This tiny matter cannot enter the intellect of anyone except you children. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father asks you spiritual children, sweetest children, are you able to see your future most elevated faces and most elevated costumes? This is the most auspicious confluence age. You feel that you are to go into this one's dynasty in the Golden Age, New World, which is called the Land of Happiness. You are now becoming the most elevated human beings for that place. While sitting here, you should have these thoughts. When students are studying, their intellects are definitely aware of what they will become tomorrow. In the same way, whilst you sit here, you should be aware that you will go into the dynasty of Vishnu. Your intellects have now become alokic. Other human beings do not turn these things around in their intellects. This is not a common satsang. Whilst sitting here, you understand that you are sitting in the company of your true Baba, the one called Shiva. Shiv Baba is the creator, so only he knows the beginning, the middle and the end of this creation. Only he gives us this knowledge. He gives it as though he is telling us a story of yesterday. While sitting here, you remember that you have come here to be rejuvenated, that is, to exchange your present bodies for divine bodies. This soul says, this is my old, totally impure Tamopratam body. I will exchange it for a body like that one. Our aim and objective is very easy. The teacher who is teaching you would surely be cleverer than you students who are studying. He is teaching you and showing you how to perform good acts. You understand that God, the highest on high, is now teaching you, and so he would definitely make you into deities. This study is for the new world. No one else knows about the new world at all. Lakshmi and Narayan are the masters of the new world. The deities would also be number-wise. Not everyone can be the same, because this is a kingdom. Continue to have such thoughts. We souls are now remembering the pure Father in order to change from impure to pure. You souls, remember your sweet Father. The Father himself says, By remembering me, you will become pure and Satipatthana. Everything depends on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father would definitely ask you children for how long you remember him. It is on this pilgrimage of remembrance that you battle with Maya. You understand what this battle is. This is not a pilgrimage, it is more like a battle. You have to remain very cautious in this. There is no question of storms of Maya in this knowledge. You children say, I try to remember you, but just one storm of Maya knocks me down. The number one storm is body consciousness. Then there are the storms of lust, anger, greed and attachment. You children say, Baba, I try very much to stay in remembrance so that no obstacles come. But in spite of that, storms do come. Today it would be anger, and tomorrow it would be a storm of greed. Baba, today my stage was very good. I did not experience any storms throughout the day. I experienced great happiness. I remembered the Father with a lot of love, and I even had tears of love. By having remembrance of the Father, you will become very sweet. You also understand where you have reached by being defeated by Maya. No one understands this. People speak of hundreds of thousands of years, or they say that it has continued from the beginning of time. You would say, we are once again changing from human beings into deities. Only the Father comes and gives this knowledge. Only the unique Father, the one without an image, can give this unique knowledge. The incorporeal one is called the one without an image. How does the incorporeal one give this knowledge? The Father himself explains how he enters this body. In spite of that, people become confused and ask, does he always come in the same body? In the drama, this body has been made the instrument. There cannot be the slightest change. Only you understand these things. You then explain them to others. It is souls that study. It is souls that study and teach. Souls are most valuable. Souls are eternal, whereas bodies die. We souls are receiving this knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of the 84 births of creation from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Who is receiving this knowledge? We souls. You souls have now understood the incorporeal world and the subtle region from the knowledgeful Father. Human beings do not know that they have to consider themselves to be souls. They consider themselves to be bodies, and so they are dangling upside down. It is remembered that the soul is the truth, a living being, and an embodiment of bliss. The greatest praise is of the Supreme Soul. There is so much praise of the One Father. He alone is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. You would not praise a mosquito, etc., as much, saying that it removes sorrow and bestows happiness and is an ocean of knowledge. No, this praise belongs to the Father. You children too are master removers of sorrow and bestowers of happiness. You children didn't have this knowledge previously. It was as though you had baby intellects. Little children don't have knowledge, nor do they have any defects. Therefore, because they are pure, they are called great souls. The smaller the child, the more the child is like a number one flower. It is as though he is in his completely karmatit stage. A child does not know about action, sinful action, or neutral action, and is therefore like a flower. He attracts everyone, just as the one father attracts everyone. The father has come to attract everyone and make them into fragrant flowers. Some still remain thorns. Those who are under the influence of the five vices are called thorns. The number one thorn is body consciousness. It is through this thorn that all other thorns take birth. A forest of thorns gives a lot of pain. There are many varieties of thorn in a forest. That is why this world is called a land of sorrow. There are no thorns in the new world, which is why that world is called a land of happiness. Shiv Baba creates a garden of flowers and Ravan changes it into a forest of thorns. This is why Ravan is burnt with branches of thorns, whereas flowers are offered to the father. Only the father and you children know about these things. No one else can know them. You children know that the same part cannot be played twice in the drama. It is in your intellects that all the parts that are performed by everyone in the world are new. Just think about how the days change from the golden age until now. How the whole of your activity changes. Each of you souls has a record of your activities of 5,000 years recorded in you. It can never be changed. Each of you souls has your own part recorded in you. Even this little matter cannot enter the intellects of anyone. You now know the past, present and future of this drama. This is a school where the father teaches you to become pure by remembering him. Did you ever think that the father would come and teach you a study to become pure from impure? By studying this, you become the masters of the world. The books of the path of devotion are separate. They cannot be called a study. Without this knowledge, how could there be salvation? Without the Father, how could you receive this knowledge with which you can attain salvation? Will you perform devotion when you are in salvation? No. There is an abundance of happiness there, so why should you perform devotion? It is only at this time that you receive this knowledge. The whole of this knowledge is inculcated into you souls. A soul doesn't belong to any religion. When a soul adopts a body, he says what religion he belongs to. What is the religion of a soul? Firstly, each soul is like a point. Souls are embodiments of peace and they reside in the land of peace. The father now explains that all children have a right over the father. Many children who have been converted to other religions will emerge again and return to their original religion. All the leaves that moved away from the deity religion and were converted to other religions will return to their own place. First of all, you have to give the introduction of the Father. Everyone is confused about these things. Do you children understand who is now teaching you? The unlimited Father. Sri Krishna is a bodily being. Brahma Baba is called Dada, the elder brother. All of you are brothers. Then everything depends on your status. Whatever the body of a brother is like, whatever the body of a sister is like, each soul is just a tiny star. All of this knowledge is recorded in you tiny stars. A star without a body cannot speak. Each of you stars receives so many organs with which to perform your parts. The world of you stars is completely separate from this world. Souls come here and adopt bodies. A body can be big or small. You souls remember your father, and that too is whilst you are in bodies. Will you souls remember the father when you are in the home? No. There you are not aware of where you are. It is when souls and the Supreme Soul are both in bodies that their meeting can take place. It is remembered that souls and the Supreme Soul remained separated for a long period of time. For how long were they separated? Do you remember for how long you were separated? From every second passing, it has now been 5,000 years. You are to begin again with the year number one. This is an accurate account. If someone asks you when this one took birth, you can tell him accurately. Sri Krishna takes the number one birth. You cannot calculate the minute or second of when Shiva takes birth. For Krishna, you can calculate the date, minute and second. Human clocks can make a difference in the calculation. You cannot tell when Shiv Baba comes, but there cannot be the slightest difference in the moment he incarnates. You cannot say that he came when you had a vision of him. No, you can just guess this, but you cannot calculate the minute or second. His incarnation is alaukik, not physical. He comes at the time of the unlimited night. You can tell the moment when the other incarnations take place. For instance, when a soul enters his body. The costume that a soul takes is at first small, and then that costume gradually grows. Each soul with his body comes out of a womb. You have to churn these things and then explain them to others. There are so many human beings, and not one of them can be identical to another. Just as you have a large hall, so the stage on which you act out this unlimited play is very large. Children come here to change from human beings into Narayan and to claim a high status in the new world that the Father creates. However, this old world is going to be destroyed. The new world is being established through Baba. And he then has to sustain it. It must definitely be when he sheds his body and takes a new one that he can then come again and sustain a new world. The old world has to be destroyed before then. This haystack has to be set on fire. At the end, only Barrett will remain. Everything else will be destroyed. Only a few will remain in Barrett. You are now making effort so that you don't experience any punishment after destruction. If your sins are not absolved, you will experience punishment, and you will not receive any status. When people ask you where you are going, tell them that you are going to meet Shiv Baba, who has come in the body of Brahma. This Brahma is not Shiva. The more you know the Father, the more love you will have for him. Baba says, children, do not love anyone else. Break off your love with everyone else and connect it to just the one. This is just like that lover and beloved. There are 108 who become true lovers, but even out of them, only 8 really become true lovers. There is the rosary of 8. The 9 jewels have been remembered. These are the 8 beads, and the 9th is Baba. There are 8 main deities, and then the family up to the end of the Silver Age is of 16,108 princes and princesses. Baba shows you heaven on the palm of his hand. You children have the intoxication that you are becoming the masters of the world. You have to make this deal with Baba. It is said, scarcely any businessman would take this deal. There aren't any such businessmen. So you children have to keep the enthusiasm of going to Baba, the one who resides up above. Because people don't know him, they just say that he will come at the end. It is now that same end of the Iron Age. It is the time of the Gita and the Mahabharata. Those same Yadavs are now making those missiles. It is the same kingdom of those Kauravs, and you are the same Pandavs standing here. You children are earning an income while you sit at home. God has come to you while you sit at home. This is why Baba tells you to earn your income. This life has been remembered as being as valuable as diamonds. You mustn't now waste it by chasing after shells. You are now making the whole world into the kingdom of Rama, God. You are receiving power from Shiva. However, many people nowadays experience untimely death. Baba opens the locks on your intellects, whereas Maya locks your intellects. You mothers have been given the urn of knowledge. He is the one who gives power to you innocent and weak ones. This knowledge is the nectar. The knowledge written in the scriptures is not called nectar. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Stay attracted to the one father and become a fragrant flower. Burn all your thorns of body consciousness away in the fire of remembering your sweet father. 2. It is in this birth that is as valuable as diamonds, that you have to accumulate an imperishable income. You must not waste it by chasing after worthless shells. Have true love for the One Father and stay in the company of the One. Blessing. May you have the fortune of happiness of Brahmin life and constantly eat the nourishment of happiness and share it with others. No one in this world can be as fortunate as you Brahmins, because all of you received Bhavdada's heart throne in this life alone. You constantly eat the nourishment of happiness and share it with others. At this time you are carefree emperors. At no other time throughout the whole cycle do you have such a carefree life. In the Golden Age you will be carefree, but you won't have any of this knowledge there. At this time you have this knowledge, and this is why it emerges in your hearts that no one is as fortunate as you are. Slogan. Those who have a right to self-sovereignty at the confluence age will claim a right to the kingdom of the world in the future. Om Shanti.